A good tease writer is very valuable to a news outlet. An enticing headline is what catches our attention and pulls us into the story. Tease writing is especially important in today's news environment, where many journalists have to grab someone's attention in a tweet, push notification, or even a flash briefing. A good pitch also requires a tantalizing tease. Before you pitch, review the subject line of your email. It should be direct and not too cute, but check to make sure it's also not too boring. Ask yourself, will it catch the person's eye you are pitching? Is there something in the subject line that specifically pertains to them and causes them to pause through hundreds of emails to open yours? When it comes to verbal pitches, make sure the lead on your voicemail pitch prompts the person you are pitching to hesitate and listen to the entire pitch before pressing the delete button. No one wants to listen to a long, drawn-out voicemail, so keep it brief, but catch their attention right at the top. Your creativity will pay off if you become skilled with developing teases, because you will pull that person into what you are pitching, and getting them to listen or read your pitch is half the battle to closing a deal. The pitch challenge today? Begin to recognize a good tease when you see it. The news media is a great place to start. If a headline pulls you into the story, make a note of it until you have a long list of teases to reference for inspiration. Beware of the bait and switch tease that pulls you into the story but actually has nothing to do with the story at all. This type of tease can be infuriating because it makes you feel tricked into becoming invested in something that is of no interest to you. You want to avoid these types of teases. Instead, become a student of the clever tease that piques your interest and delivers on its promise. Do be a tease in pitching. It can help you get your foot in the door and showcase your creativity.